Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening all, and welcome here to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live right here in Blog Talk Radio, in Spreaker, whichever way you listen to us, even on the website at MikeSpirit.fm, you're more than welcome to be here. Now, I have an amazing show lined up here today. I've actually got two guests in today, and my first guest is here to talk about his book. Yes, you heard right, his book. Very new, this book is. I don't believe it's out just yet, but it won't be long. And this is, actually, a friend of mine. And I say a friend because, we've been chatting for a long time, me and this gentleman. We've had some interesting conversations, and that's our good friend, Wayne Isaacs. Hi, Wayne.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you for having me on the show at very short notice, Mike. It's very kind of you.
Well, you know, Wayne, this is what we're all about here at Mike Spirit FM, the family of Mike Spirit FM. You know, we try and, accommodate everyone. You know, yesterday we was accommodating some students, actually, which was a very interesting and a nice show for students to show their abilities off, which was an absolutely fantastic show, may I say. But Wayne, you have a book coming out, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, spirit world working mysterious ways. And, you know, I always wanted to write a book, Mike. And a guy contacted me, our parcel brought together, a guy called John G. Sutton, who wrote and managed Derek Acora and James Byrne. And we wrote this book together. If I can just read a very short, brief synopsis of the book to give people an idea. Is that okay, Mike?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, it's basically, the book's called I'm Not Mad, I Am Psychic. It's going to be available on Kindle, Amazon on December the 7th. It will be $8.99. And basically, the synopsis is TV psychic Wayne Isaacs tells the true story of his amazing paranormal life, from psychiatric hospital to international stardom on hundreds of television programs. Wayne Isaacs is today one of the best-known faces on psychic television. This book tells his amazing story from a seriously disturbed childhood where he was considered to be psychologically challenged to a period inside a secure psychiatric hospital. Wayne was hearing voices, seeing visions, accumulating information without recourse to any identifiable source. They said he was mad. Wayne was not mad. Wayne was psychic. This is his incredible story told by Wayne himself in conjunction with international best-selling author John G. Sutton, who is also the feature editor of the Voice of Spiritualism monthly newspaper, Psychic World. This is the terrible truth of what it is like to have a very special supernatural gift in a hard materialistic world where outsiders are required to conform or else. Sad, funny, disturbing, thoughtful and true, this book will change the way you view psychic phenomena forever.
Okay, wow, some powerful words in there, Wayne. It really is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's 21 chapters. I had to go back all the way from my childhood, and it basically opened up my whole life, John, as to how I got into spiritualism. Sorry, Mike. How I got into spiritualism, the ups and downs of this, gift that we have, and just, the amazing people I've met along the way, but also the challenges as well. And also my work on TV, so, obviously TV Free Ireland, Psychic TV, and just it just shows how I got into it. And there's some real personal stuff in there, and some funny bits as well. It's going to be a great book to read. I'm really pleased with it. And there's 21 chapters, but it's one of those books, Mike, that when you start to read it, you won't be able to put the book down. It's very addictive reading from the people that have read the book before obviously we launched it. We had a few people read it, so it is going to be a different book.
Where can we get hold of this book, Wayne?
Well, you don't have to have a Kindle. You can just order it online on Amazon.com. If you just search Psychic Wayne, I'm not mad, I'm psychic. Or if you've got a Kindle, you can download it onto your Kindle. It's $8.99. And, you know, we've launched it on Kindle first. And if we get enough people to buy it, then it will go paperback with a publisher.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. Well, Wayne, will you please come back and let us know how that book is doing in future times?
Well, I'm hoping, Mike, you'll read the book and let me know.
Most definitely. But what I mean, Wayne, will you come back and let us know how things are developing with that and see how it goes? Because, you know, I'm all up for giving people a chance, you know, and if we can help people on their way, whether it be their development or whether it's their books or whichever way, shape or form it is, you know, it was my pleasure to have you on. But Wayne, thank you very much. So we can download it onto Kindle, we can go to Amazon and just search I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic, Wayne Isaacs, and that's the way we'll be able to get a book.
Or they can look at my Facebook page, Psychic Medium Wayne Isaacs, and just add themselves to the event page there, and there'll be a link when the book is out.
Okay, so when it's out in December, you said, is it?
Around December the 7th, yeah, it'll be launched. I'm going to LA as well in January to promote the book as well. There's going to be some TV work in LA, so it should have a good response, fingers crossed.
Okay, perfect. Well, Wayne, I want to say thank you very much for coming on to the show today and sharing that wonderful information of how we can get hold of that book. And I'm, for one, I'm interested to find out what happens there and to read it myself.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Keep up the good work that you're doing. You're doing a great job and love the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Wayne. All the best to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, that was our friend Wayne Isaacs. Okay, and let's bring on my guest for tonight. It's Beverly Freeman. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Mike.
You know, Beverly, again, it's a pleasure to have you on the show because, again, we go back quite a few years ourselves there, don't we?
We do. I know when you came to visit me in Spain.
Wasn't that amazing?
It was lovely. It was lovely to have you there. And you came over and you helped me with my Spiritualist Church project, which there was no Spiritualist Church in Spain when I was living there. And there definitely wasn't enough mediums to come over all the time. So for you to take time out of your schedule and come over, and it was absolutely amazing.
You know, the pleasure was all mine. And you know, it was a even better pleasure to meet yourself and your wonderful mum. But I knew when I came over, Beverly, that, you know, I came into a store, wasn't it? And you had lots of books and you was doing lots of workshops and lots of teaching. Now, I believe you've brought all that back to the UK now. Is that right?
I have, yes. I've just up sticks and relocated the whole thing to Altrincham in Cheshire.
Beverly, and, can I ask you a question?
Sorry?
Can I just ask you one question?
Yeah, go on.
Why on earth do you want to come back to the UK when it was that booty forever?
Well, you know, I do. I love England and I was missing my friends, so I came back to continue the work here.
Definitely. And that's always a hard point, isn't it, when you're missing people and you know, it is so tiring because I know how hard you worked at it out in Spain, you know, and I can only applaud you for that and the work that you've done. Because I remember seeing an article about the first Spiritualist Church in Spain in the Psychic News, wasn't it?
It was, yes. They rang me up out of the blue and they'd heard about the work that I was doing in Spain and asked if they could write an article about me. And what I said to him, how have you heard about what I'm doing? And he just said, oh, we know everything at Psychic News. I never actually got the answers to how he'd heard about me, but it was good. And I think that's how you got in touch with me, isn't it, through reading the article?
It was, yes, through reading the article. We got in touch with each other, and, well, the rest, as they say, is history, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really good. And when you came over and you did, because obviously I run my Tuesday night development class, and when you came over to teach them for the evening, I know that they really, really enjoyed it.
You know, I've just done the same in Norway, just come back from Norway. And actually, this is my first show back in the UK. And, you know, yesterday we had a show with all the students in Norway, a few from the UK, and we had some of our hosts on as well, Nick Humphries and Sarah May, and they did fantastic. You know, I must say, you know, I'm really excited for the wording of the mediums of tomorrow, because, you know, it excites me to watch people develop, watch people grow within spiritualism, because, you know, as you know, Beverly, I've been doing this now 20 years. I know,
yep.
I know I don't look that old, but, you know, it is just 20 years. And, you know, nothing pleases me more than watching other people developing their gifts and making a connection to spirit world, because, you know, that's what we are here for, as a medium, as an in-between, as a voice, if you like.
Definitely. And I think spirit really appreciates it as well. That's the main thing, to actually give them a voice. And, you know, we are just the channel, but it's just, if you can open up, and to see so many mediums now opening up and being able to deliver these messages of love from spirit world, I think it's absolutely marvelous.
Of course, you know, and again, you know, nothing pleases me more than to do that. You know, it was said to me a couple of weeks ago, you know, that this is like my second job. I thought, well, yeah, okay, it is my second job, if you like, because I still work full-time, as you know, Beverly.
Yeah.
I think to myself, I love my second job more than anything. I really do, it because to give a communication of someone that's passed on, that pleases me more than anything. It really does. But let's talk more about you. Enough about me. Everybody knows about me. Everybody knows that. Do you want to know something, Beverly? Do you want to know something really funny?
Go on.
And Nick Humphries was singing live on air last night. Would you believe that?
I can believe it. Well, you're Welsh anyway. All the Welsh can sing.
Oh, no. That's the thing. Me and Nick can't sing. There is a competition on at the moment between myself and Nick Humphries. It's who's got the sexiest laugh. And unfortunately, I'm in front. And for him, fortunate for me, but I'm in front. So, you know, I'm sure that our lovely people in the chat room will keep casting their votes as the show goes on. And I know there's going to be a landslide, because that's what I'm looking for. It's a landslide here, Beverly. And actually, we're going to take this right into the live show. Because as you know, Mike Spirit FM, the team of Mike Spirit FM, I can't really call it a team, it's the family of Mike Spirit FM. We're going to be doing a live roadshow. And you hear a little bit more about that as the show goes on with these ads that we have in here. But you know, I'm more interested in finding out more about yourself, more about your store, more about your books, and more about what you're actually doing in the UK.
Okay. My shop's called The Book Angel. I have a website for The Book Angel, which is www.thebookangel.webs.com. So it's a mind, body and spirit shop, and it's in Altrincham on Washway Road in Cheshire. From there, I'm doing my own readings. I'm also doing private teaching, so helping people to develop awakening their psychic ability, and then obviously moving on to mediumistic unfoldment. I'm also teaching meditation. I do spiritual life coaching. And I have a Tuesday night development class. I've got a group of wonderful ladies. They're all ladies, I'm afraid. I have tried to attract the men, but I don't seem to be getting many through the door. But they're absolutely fabulous anyway. And they come every Tuesday, and they're really developing, which gives me massive pleasure. That's the work that I'm doing. I have a website, which is beverlyannfreeman.webs.com. So I'm just kind of on my journey, the same as probably many other mediums. And as I'm unfolding myself, I'm just trying to help other people develop on the way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and again, you know, if we can promote spiritualism on the way, then I think that we're doing fantastic. I mean, I know that, Beverly, that you do some fantastic work, because the people I met with you out in Spain were absolutely fantastic people. And you know, the enlightenment that you give them, the encouragement, is absolutely amazing. So if anyone is listening that's around the Cheshire Way, get in touch with Beverly if you want to develop your abilities. I'm sure that you could take a few more there, Beverly, could you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's always room, isn't there, for people that's interested?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always room for, I mean, anybody who needs any help with anything from a mind, body, spirit, spiritual isn't point of view. If they're in my area, they can come and I will always do my very best to help them out.
Yeah. I'm going to lay you into a little secret here, Beverly, and I haven't mentioned this to anyone except two people know about this. And I'm going to let you to be the first to know and all my wonderful listeners here in this show. Next year, from January next year, I'm going to be starting a development group myself.
Oh, fantastic.
It's been a little while. It really has, because I've been busy with the tours. You know, as I've just said, Norway, there's America. 7-8 weeks ago, I was in America. And, you know, it's been a busy year. It really has. And developing the Mike Spirit FM network, which I may say it's absolutely fantastic. And it's better than what I could ever imagine. It really is. But I think now it's time that I go back in and helping people to develop and show them, you know, the pathway that they could be on in their way. So, yeah, come January, that's where I will be. I'm not going to give any details of where that is yet, because you never know. I don't know how much room that we have in this lovely little building that we have. But, you know, all in due time, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's marvellous that more people are just helping others to develop. So we need more of that.
Definitely. And as I say, you know, particularly the show, last night's show, was, as I said, it was a student, it was UK meeting the Norway students in their development. It was a perfect show. It really was. And we experienced a few technical issues on the way, but, you know, sometimes these things happen, don't they? You know, and we have to just, you know, raise our heads up and get on with it. And that's exactly what we've done. You know, that's why we have a perfect family here in Mike Spirit FM. You know, whatever technical issues are thrown at us, we'll deal with it every step of the way. Wonderful producers, we really do. And, you know, big mention to the producers, because the one in particular, Ken, he works so hard. He works tirelessly hard, Beverly. And, you know, he just sometimes turn around and say to me, well, I'm doing this for you. And I just say to him, no, Ken, you're working for the spirit world, because as we are working for the spirit world, so are you. And, you know, it ripples out, doesn't it? It's not just the medium. It's how people, of where they come, the building, the place, the radio station, wherever they want to come to, there's always someone in the background that does just as good, if not a better job, than the medium. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know when you was out in Spain, your mum worked closely with you, didn't she?
Yes, yeah, she did, and she still does. And she's turned into an amazing medium herself. She's always been a fantastic healer, but she comes and she helps me with the psychic development classes, and she also sits in them, and she's developing herself into a wonderful medium.
Perfect. So now that triggers something in my mind. Didn't I give your mum that when I was in Spain, that you're going to be working, that you're going to be a medium at some point?
Yeah, I think you did, and you also did a little lesson with her on card readings, and she never wants to listen to me, really. she did listen to you, and I know that she uses what you taught her while you was over. She uses what you've taught her to when she's doing her readings as well.
Perfect. Well, you never know, Beverly. I may come to Cheshire and maybe muscle my way in there and see.
Come to Cheshire and come and meet my development group, and if you want to take a class, I'm sure they'd absolutely love to meet you.
Well, you never know what may happen next year.
It's not that far away.
It's not, it really isn't. Beverly, and we're going to press on with the show. I've got to go to a song a minute, okay? So we'll be right back just after this.
Okay.
Ricochet, you Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I am more certainly looking forward to meeting people there. And Beverly, you may be joining us there, is that right?
Yes, definitely. Telling everything. Definitely coming.
Yes, most definitely. It's going to be fun. So, you know, that's the 22nd, 23rd of February. It's going to be exciting. And do you want to know another little secret there, Beverly? I think you may be disappearing a little bit on me there, Beverly. Is everything okay there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just pushing, but I can hear you now.
There we are. Okay, well, sometimes, you know, we do drop...
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you fine. Yeah, that's okay. A little bit more of exciting news. The live radio roadshow will be going over to Norway soon next year, which is going to be April of next year. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's fantastic.
You know, how far it does stretch. But, Beverly, should we go to the phone lines and take some callers?
Yep, that'd be great.
Well, before we do that, let me call out the numbers that you need to dial in. The number is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or come on over to Blog Talk Radio, where you will see the show page of, and the website is blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you'll be able to find the Skype button. Just simply press that Skype button and your call will be totally free. You never know, you might be having a reading with myself or with Beverly. So let's go to the phone lines. I believe that we have Paula online there with us. Hi, Paula, are you there with us?
Yes, hi, hello.
Hi, Paula. Can I ask you first where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Southern California.
Southern California. Now, I imagine it's really nice and warm and hot there.
Yeah, actually, it's really nice. It's about 75 degrees today.
Perfect. Not too hot, but nice and in the sun. Okay, Paula, well, I'm going to hand you over to Beverly, and Beverly will work with you, and I know that you'll have a beautiful reading off Beverly.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. How are you?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, was there somebody specific that you wanted to connect with today, or do you want...
Yeah, it's kind of a loaded question. My mom died when I was a young child, and I never really got to know who my dad was. And I have an idea of possibility of who he might be, but I kind of want to hear it from my mom.
Right, okay. Okay, well, let's try for you.
Thank you.
Okay, I feel as though there is a lady coming in who had, she would have had quite a big personality. I feel as though she would have enjoyed life as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
You do, okay. I'm also getting with her. She did have a good sense of humour. And she's showing me her hair. I feel as though she would have liked to have her hair done. Her hair was very important to her. I don't know. Did she have a good head of hair?
Yes, she did.
Ah, right, okay. Because she's showing me her hair. I feel as though it's like her crowning glory. I know that she was very sad that she passed when you were so young, okay? I know that I do feel as though she's around you all the time. I mean, I know that sounds obvious, but it feels as though I see that you can feel her sometimes as well. Because I do feel as if this lady's got a strong personality in spirit as well as what that she had a strong personality before she passed as well. And she still comes through with this personality, and I feel as though you will know her presence around you quite strong. What she's showing me, I mean, I'm asking her the question about your father, and what she's showing me is that there is a photograph of him, and I believe it's in possession. Either you've got it or somebody very close to you in the family has got this. She gives me the sister, so I'm not sure if this is your sister or her sister, but she tells me that there is a photograph of this gentleman within your reach, really. I also feel as this gentleman would be quite tall, slim. I get him with dark hair, and I feel as though this photograph of him stood next to a very long metallic car. I'm not sure. I feel like the picture could be black and white, but I know that this car would have been a red metallic car. And I see it as being a convertible, to be honest. I feel as though there is no roof on this car. I also see behind them, behind the car, he stood. The car's parked in front of like a wooden building, but I don't feel like it's a house. I see it being more as a commercial property, like a shop or a bar. I've also got a connection to animals with this gentleman as well, as if there would have been some animals around him around the time of your mother's pregnancy. I feel as if she's telling me that she was a little bit let down by him. I don't feel as though he was helpful around the time of the pregnancy. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Do you understand the photograph at all?
I don't have a photograph like that, but I mean, it does definitely help. Does she give like a name or anything? Or
I get the letter F. When I asked her for the name, I got the letter F.
Okay.
I also see. I mean, have you been searching for this gentleman?
Yes,
you
have.
You're searching for him. I feel like it's going to be a long time still before you actually can seek him out. It feels as though, I don't feel like he lives close to you at all, and I feel as if there is a distance there. But I do feel like he's still alive and is able to be found. But I feel like there's a bit more of a journey for you, that this is kind of what I'm getting when I'm asking.
Okay.
Your mother in spirit, she gives me like a very dark red colour, and I feel like it's a dress that she's wearing, okay? But she's also giving me this colour for you as well. I want to say that it's hope. It feels as if she wants to give you hope. Do you understand why she would want to give you hope?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can I ask you as well, do you understand where there's been an illness in the family? Somebody who's not been well, I mean, and is taking some medication for this?
My husband has sinus issues, and he's been taking you know, some medication for that.
I feel as though I want to say that it's going to be okay and it's going to sort itself out, and that I don't feel like it's going to go on for a long time. I do feel as if she's telling me that this is, I don't know, it's like he's receiving some healing.
That's wonderful, because he's been dealing with it for a long time.
Okay. It feels like I can see an end coming to it, that's why. But I don't know if there's some new medication coming. I can see some tablets being given to him. And I feel like that it's going to be okay.
Great, thank you.
But I also see that he's getting healing from spirit.
That's wonderful.
Okay. I hope that helps. I hope that
absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank
so
you.
So wish to find him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paula, for calling in. And thank you, Beverly, for a wonderful reading there. Paula, just remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Bella there. Hi, Bella. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Bella. Thank you. And yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Got some things going on I need some answers to. But other than that, I'm great. Excited about seeing my mom and dad next month.
Perfect. Okay, so can I ask you where you're calling from, Bella?
I am actually in West Virginia.
West Virginia, perfect. Okay. And can I ask you what was the reason that you called in for?
Actually, there's two questions. Number one is, where am I going in terms of my spiritual path and my gifts and along the lines about my biological father?
Okay. Okay, well, let me make a link to the spirit world for you, okay, and we'll see where
okay.
we go with that. Is that okay?
Sure. Please okay. do.
Because I know that... You know, as I brought you in and I suddenly they connected with your voice, there was a lady that drew herself around my vibration here. I know as this lady connects there with you, I believe she's on your mum's side. I believe she's your grandmum, because that's what she tells me. I'm grandmother up on mum's side. I know that your grandmother, I'm aware that, to tell you, before she passed on to the spirit world, that she seemed to be fit and healthy, but she says to me there was lots of underlying issues that she didn't make too public about, because she didn't want to worry anyone. She didn't want to be the one who burdened people, because she tells me here mm-hmm. she wanted to keep it to herself, okay? She'd rather get on with life and just enjoy it. Now, she makes me aware to say to you that the only way that we noticed that there was a problem there with her, because there was the weight started to be lost off her. So I know that she started to lose a little bit of weight, and then that's when it caused for a bit of concern in her life. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Because, and you understand as your grandmother, bless her?
Yes, it's my grandma, because I know when I initially came to West Virginia, I said, Grandma, hold on until I come back. And I got a phone call. She passed while I was down here.
Ah, okay, perfect. Okay. Well, I know that your grandmother is with me at the moment. Okay. And Saint, come on, you need to answer these questions. And she says about your biological dad. Now, you haven't had much to do with him in your life. Is that right?
Right. I haven't known him at all in my life. I was adopted at 3 months, and I don't know anything about him.
Okay. And what I'm trying to say to you, that you believe that he's close by you? Do you understand this? You feel he's close by you for some reason?
I suspect he is.
Okay.
But I was never sure. The history is, I've heard that supposedly he killed himself the day I was born. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm being made aware to say to you that he's quite close by you, okay? I know that you've been searching for him. I know that you've been trying to find the information out about him. And, you know, I know that all this thing always comes, you know, all our answers will come when it's needed, okay, in your life. Now, I know that I want to talk to you about your psychic abilities, your own development, as the question you asked.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, my husband's just waking up.
Bless him. Because I know that I want to see to you about your abilities and where you are within your spiritual development. Now, if I said to you that you are aware of spirit, you're able to communicate with them, is that right?
Yes, I've actually known this for quite some time, but exactly in terms of what and how to communicate was always the question of the day or the year.
That's okay. Well, you know, me and Beverly, the two of us work with developing people and helping people on their pathways. So, you know, you've called in to the right show, I suppose. And all of us here at Mike Spirit FM, we all do the same, is promote spirit and help spiritualism and help the people that wants to be a part of it. So, you know, you've actually called the right network as well, not just the right show. But I know I've been told that you are aware of spirit. I know that I've been told that you very often call upon them. You have thought that you've seen something sometimes, because I know I'm aware of a shadow that keeps going past me, and every time it passes me, it's like as if it catches the corner of my eye, and every time I look for it, it's not there. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
And I know I'm told that your grandmother comes so close into your vibration that you thought that you saw your grandmother one morning as you woke up. Is that right?
Yes, I thought, oh my God, Grandma, is that you?
I stood right at the edge of the bed. Okay, I stood right at the edge of the bed. Do you understand of that?
Yes, yes.
Perfect, because I know that's what she's come to say to me. And she does tell me as well that, you know, there's other things that she wants to address. Now, let's go to your life in general. And she says to me, you know, it's been, you've had to, what's the right word? You've had to take on another task in your life. You've had to rethink of the way that you control your life of late. It's like as if I've taken on something new. In your vibration, do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it's been a little difficult for yourself, hasn't it? It's been, it's taken some time to adjust to these new beginnings. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
See, because she says to me, it's been a little while since you, you know, it's taken you a little while to adjust to the new surroundings and the new environment that's in your vibration. And she says to me that you're starting now to feel settled, you're starting now to feel more comfortable in your life at the moment. You'd understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that she comes around your vibration there just to let you know that she hasn't gone anywhere, but just simply to the next dimension of life there. Now, your granddad, let me talk to you about your granddad, because I know I'm hearing the word, tell her granddad is with me. Okay, so would you understand that your granddad, again, your mum's side, is in the spirit world?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't thought of him in years. I know he died when I was probably about 5 years old. Okay. And I haven't thought of him in years.
Okay, perfect. Well, he comes and joins us, okay? Because she says, tell him granddad is joining us, okay? Now, he would be more of a strict kind of a fella when he was here with us. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Because
he wants to lay the law down to me here, and that's fine, because that just demonstrates the way he was. Now, would I be right in saying to you of like passing with like a heart condition there? Because I know it's like heart problem is what I'm aware of to say to you.
Okay. I don't know anything about that, but because I was young when he passed, but I was aware of heart problems running in the family, and I'm cursed with that, I guess.
Right. Okay. Well, I know that I'm being told that, you know, he's around your vibration. He is there with you. Okay. He's very much in your life. Okay. And he just wants me to say to you, with his strength and with his encouragement, you can overcome this. And I want to say a little obstacle. Okay. This little obstacle in your life. And I know as this little obstacle starts to fade away, your spiritual growth, your spiritual journey will start to escalate as we go on. Okay, so I know that it's like a climbing process there for you. And, you know, if you could only see me, my hands are going up as if I'm climbing a ladder. I know that's what you're doing at the moment. That ladder, and it's like, you know, I want to wave goodbye to all of the, I want to say the word negativity, all the negativity that's been. I want to wave goodbye to all of this rubbish that's been in front of me, because I know that you've had so much that you've had to deal with in your life. It's like, wow, how have I come here? Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
See, and I know that, see, as your grandmother and grandfather is in your vibration, I know that you're such a caring kind of a person. You have such a wonderful, what's the right word? Such a wonderful way of working, the way that you do things. You know, I want to use the word, such a wonderful heart on you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes. Almost like my grandma used to say, pure heart, a pure heart of gold.
Perfect. That's exactly of what she's come to say. You know, such a wonderful heart on you. Okay, I know that you will do anything in your power to help everyone else, to do everything else for everyone else, okay? Because I know that that's the mind frame I want to put you in, okay? I want to say to you, you know, don't forget a little about yourself now and again, okay? So I know that you run around after everyone in your life and you always forget about yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes, I need to put myself first. Bless instead you. Of others.
Bless you, okay? Because I know that's what I need to do. You see, you know, don't forget a little about yourself, okay? Know that your grandmother, grandfather are very close to you in this. I could work all night there with you, I really could. But I know we've got such a big call on this to get through at the minute. So I'm going to leave that there with you.
Can I ask you one final question, my dear?
You can.
I have recently, well, I've known about this for quite a while. I've been doing what you call automatic writing.
Yes.
And I would ask Spirit to let me know what needs to be said. And about my biological father, and the name that comes to me is usually, when it comes to the writing, shows as Eugene Watson. And I was supposedly conceived in Texas. And I'm wondering, where should I start looking for him? If that's his name, or did he actually shoot himself the day I was born?
Okay. Let me just find out, yeah, because
this has been egging at me for years. I've been trying to find out things about my biological father and the medical history, and that's pertinent.
Okay. You know, I believe that your grandmother wants me to say to you that, you know, you can search all that you like, okay, in this physical life. And I don't believe that you're going to find him, okay, if I'm honest with you. So whether the story is true, whether he doesn't want to be found, or whether he is passed on to the spirit world, I don't know. I'm just being told that you can search for him all over you like. And she does say to me, you know, you don't really need him, okay? And he's never needed you. No, that's wrong. You've never needed him in your life, because I know that these people, your grandmother, your granddad, your mum, are so close in your vibration. They have always been the mother, the father, the auntie, the uncle, the brother, the sister, and so on. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes. So it's better. So I guess it's best for me not just look, because it's not destined to be known. So
you know, I've always said, you know, you follow your inner feeling. If you follow your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires you. Okay. So if your gut feeling tells you to go and look, then go and look. Okay, and if you do, you have the name through the automatic writing, and I believe, see, it's as I said, my first words was when I started talking about your biological dad, he's not too far away from you, okay? So I believe that's what I want to put in front of you, he's not too far away from you. So whether his vibration would be not too far away from you, I'm not sure, okay? But if you want to look, then please know that that's fine in the spirit world.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my dear, and love and light to you.
Thank you, Bella. Remember now, please do download the copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Awesome, babe. Love you. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Beverly, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Mindy here with us. Hi, Mindy. Are you there with us?
I am.
Hi, Mindy. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles, perfect. Okay, and is the weather nice and warm there in Los Angeles?
It is. It's very nice and warm. I'm very grateful to be living here. It's a desert by the ocean. I actually just came from Seattle.
Right here in the UK, it's wet. It hasn't stopped raining for the past, at least the past week, because I've only just come back from Norway, as you would know if you listen to the show. And it's been tipping down with rain, bucketing down with rain, in fact, and we've got floods everywhere. So it's that you have some wonderful sunshine. And, you know, you can push it over to the UK a little if you like.
My pleasure and honor. I would be happy to do that.
Okay, well, thank you, Mindy, for doing that. Now I'm going to pass you over to Beverly, and Beverly will give you an absolutely fantastic reading there.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, Mindy. It's Beverly here.
Hi.
And how can I help you this evening?
Sorry,
today.
You know, I'm so open to the process, and I, whatever message I need to hear, I'd be honored to hear.
Okay. So. You know, as you started talking, you were talking to Mike, the first thing I get with you is music. And I feel as though there's somebody in spirit who wants to connect with you who was very passionate about music. I also get a gentleman with this link. And he would have been a gentleman that would have had a lot of fun with his music as well. Do you understand somebody like this in the family?
I will, not right now, but I'm there with you.
Right, okay. This is a gentleman. I feel as though the music was a hobby. It wasn't his job, but I know that he would have played an instrument as well. I actually feel like I'm seeing a trumpet or something brass, but I definitely get that there was...
I understand.
You do.
I understand.
And I feel as though his instrument is still around the family. I don't believe that you have it personally, but I do believe that it's in the family. Okay.
I understand, and I thank you. I believe I know who this person is.
Okay. This is a gentleman who, when he comes through, I feel as if he comes through with a celebration of life, you know, because he was somebody who was, I don't feel as though this man was always blessed with money, but I know that he was blessed with personality. I feel as though he always did his very best for people around him when
That's
he was
beautiful.
On the earth plane. And you know what? He's still doing that same thing over there.
How wonderful.
I get a lot of joy with this gentleman. As he comes to me, I feel like he's laughing. And I think he would have done a lot of that down here because I feel like he was a positive gentleman.
Yeah.
Although, you know, there were many, he did have hardships in his life. And I do believe that he had a number of hardships during his time on earth, but you know, he laughed and he's still laughing over there as well. And I still feel as though I've got the music playing in the background as well. He says, now the song that I've got, I'm not recognizing this song, but it's he's saying Baby Blues. I feel as if he's giving me this for you, but I also get that this gentleman has got a link with your mother. He wants to say, he wants to speak about your mother. Do you understand that? Is your mother still on the earth plane, is she?
Yes.
Do you understand where he might be wanting to send her some joy at the moment?
Yes, absolutely. But absolutely, I want to confirm for you if this is correct. The gentleman that you brought through is my former father-in-law, who I just briefly had met. And when I have gotten readings in the past, he always comes through for me to cheer me on and to help me along. And, you know, the way that he identified himself right now with you is he used to play the trumpet.
Right.
And he played piano. And he was terrific. He had lots of hardships here, but he was very terrific in terms of moving forward in his life and bringing joy to life. And
I feel
he gave, am I on the right track with this, this vibration?
Yeah, I feel that with him.
Yes, and he's so much nicer than his son. So it's always such great vindication of him sending me joy and love from the other side because his son didn't. But I named my daughter after him. I won't give you much more so that you can confirm for me. But in regards to the Baby Blues, I am working on a project right now to take me to the UK to launch something in the UK. It's always behind me, and it's a baby project. So thank you for confirming that for me. And in regards to my mom, she's going through a hard time right now. She's going into her chapter of trying to define what kind of treatment she needs. So I won't say any more. And I'm very honored that you brought through this lovely, lovely man and gentleman and father figure for me.
It's a real pleasure for him to be here because, you know, he's uplifting as he comes through. And I do feel as though he's trying to send some joy to your mother at the moment.
Thank you. She's
not very well at the moment. So I do feel that. But I do feel that he's So with your projects as well, Baby Blues, and he sings it, but he's laughing as well. So I feel as though he's giving energy with that as well. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to interrupt your process. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I would just, I'm also aware of a lady in spirit as well here. No, I don't feel as though these two are connected, other than the fact that they were both sending a lot of love to yourself. I actually feel as though she's from the other side of the family. Now, I've got a lady. I do believe that she was really poorly when she passed. But, you know, before that, I feel as if she's telling me that she was as strong as an ox. She can be quite feisty as well, you know. Although she was a little bit patient when she was waiting while this gentleman was here, she said, you know, that's enough now, I want to come forward. So I do feel as though this is a personality. But I do know that she was very poorly when she passed over, and I feel as though she went very weak in her body. But I also feel like she didn't really want to be seen like that. I feel as though...
That is correct.
She would much rather have passed on and gone into spirit world than have had other people having to take care of her, if you understand.
Thank you.
But is this lady, is she on your mother's side of the family? Because I feel like that's what I get with her.
I'm not sure if you're with a mother figure or a person to my side, such as a friend.
Okay, let me just go back to her and speak to her.
I thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure. I feel as if this lady, she's telling me that she passed with cancer, because I feel as though it started off quite slow and it was just eating away at her, and she
that
couldn't
is,
find
yes.
it, unfortunately. Okay.
No, I understand.
All right. Do you know, she just sends you a huge hug. It's just
I love
like
her.
A massive amount of love.
Beautiful.
She said to me that she doesn't really need to give you a lot of words. She just wants to give you that feeling of love. Like,
thank you.
She just wants to give you like a hug. And she hopes that you do feel that, because I do feel as if this lady gives you quite a lot of hugs, actually.
Absolutely. My dear friend.
Now, I know you said that you're traveling to England, but can I see you traveling somewhere else, but I feel as though I'm still within the United States with this. And I see that you're going to a city, and I get that it's going to be really hectic for you as well. And I feel with this lady that she's telling me that she's going to be with you every single step of the way. And she said as well, you know, sometimes this is how, you know, she's quite direct.
Yes, absolutely.
I need a bit of a kick up the butt. And she's giving it to you. I feel as if she wants to give you a gentle puff at the moment. I do think that that's what, you know, that she's there for. You've got this wonderful gentleman bringing you the joy and the music. And then you've got this other lady giving you lots of love. But, you know, she's quite feisty, so she's giving you a little bit of fire as well. So I think that's wonderful.
That's awesome. Yeah, she was a television executive, so she was very... you have to know exactly what you were doing and get on with it, and onward you go. How beautiful to bring in my dear friend Susan, and I thank you, and for my delightful father-in-law that I did not know much on this side, but on the afterlife, he certainly has come through to propel me forward. I just have, if you don't mind, I'm going to go really quickly because I don't want to keep up your line on the phones so they could hear from the afterlife. It's basically... if I travel to that city, it's a love interest. I know exactly what she's talking about. is that how the vibration, how you feel about that?
Yeah, you know what? I've just been shown a rose quartz, which is the rose quartz
beautiful.
Is for love. And I feel as though she gives you this. Do you understand how this
she
is?
She was a big stone collector. That's a great identification. She really, I started her on her first stone. On her first collection. How wonderful, beautiful, right on.
So she said, you know, I feel like this is something that's developing, and you need to nurture it. It needs time. because, you know, the rose quartz to me is a very beautiful stone, but it is quite a gentle stone. And I feel as though this is a relationship that can blossom beautifully as opposed to being something that you need. You don't need to go in there like a bull in a china shop, because this has got very natural progression with it.
Yes, thank you. It's exactly how it's going, and it's been for some years, and that's how we have to handle it. I so agree with you. Thank you for that. And thank you, Susan. Her name is Susan, for the rose course. I get it.
Thank you, Susan.
In regards to the UK, any kind of month time frame, it's so hard with divine time, but how do you feel about that vibration?
I immediately get April. Before you'd even finished your sentence, I was told April.
Beautiful.
So I feel as though, I mean, spring, I don't know, spring is a good time to start projects anyway, but I feel like I was given April as a time when... Do you understand where you've got to, you've got more, you've got things that you're going to be implementing? This is not going to be a smooth process. I mean, it can run smoothly, but you've got a few more things that you've got to implement before you get there. I've also got a man on the earth plane who's going to be giving you some quite good advice, and I feel as if I want you to listen to him as well, because he knows his stuff when it comes to this project that you want him to get underway. So I feel like I want you to listen to him. I do feel as though there's going to be something that's quite exciting that happens around February time, but I don't feel as though you're going to be able to take the project into all the way until April time. But I do feel like it's happening for you. And,
Thank you.
You know, this guy that came, the one that came through at the beginning, he was so positive. And that gives me really, really good vibes for you, because his positive energy is a very strong indication that you're 100% on the right path.
I thank you so very much. And I'm in awe. The spirit always is remarkable. And I've learned so much by listening to Mike's Spirit FM in terms of the afterlife and honoring it and the process. And I thank you so very much for your service today. And
thank you for calling.
God bless.
Good luck.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mindy, and thank you, Beverly, for a wonderful reading. And Mindy, thank you for your positive feedback. Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Take care now. God bless.
Bye now. Bye. Bye.
It's so refreshing when you get somebody who wants to confirm what you said. It's nice.
It is so nice, Beverly. It really is. You know, it makes you feel... why we do this. It's all, you know, it's all worthwhile, isn't it? You know, even if we touch one person in an audience, in one show, then that makes me feel special every time. Now I'm going to go to another song before we go to the next caller, and let me press this and let's see what happens.
Hey, are you going to go to the game on Friday?
Oh, I was thinking about it. Why?
Oh, I don't know. Just asking. Oh, I met this girl. I gotta tell you about it later.
That I can't breathe, and there he goes, the perfect. kind of flawless I wish I could be. She better hold him tight, giving mom her love. Look in those beautiful eyes and know she's lucky, cause she's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's a song in her car. I keep singing, don't know why I do. As I sing out the light, I'll put his picture down and maybe get some sleep tonight. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only one who's got enough for me to break my heart. He's the song in the car. I keep singing, don't know why I do. He's the time taken up, but there's never enough. At me, I fake a smile so he won't see.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, Beverly. Beverly, do you want to give us the links to your website again, please?
It's my own personal website. It's www.beverlyannfreeman@webs.com. And my bookshop is www.thebookangel.webs.com.
Okay. And can people browse in the website of the books you've got there, or is it, do they have to come and see?
No, they can request a book, and if I've got it in stock, then I can post it out to them, so they can order online. But I haven't got a specific list of the books that I've got there.
Okay.
But my own website has got all the different services that I provide. It's got all about the teaching that I do, also about the spirit. I do life coaching, but I do it from a spiritual point of view, so it's more spiritual life coaching.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that we've got some people from Norway actually listening at the minute, and a big hello to Norway.
Hi, Norway.
Wonderful friends of mine there in Norway, it really is. And Beverly, I must say, I've made some fantastic friends, and I know that they'd be friends for life. But I know that when I was in Norway, and the reason I'm asking, have you got an online catalogue of what you have? Because I know they was asking me in Norway, what's the best books that we can read? What books can we get? And where can we get books from? So, that's a wonderful place. So it's the www.thebookangel.com.
.webs.com.
.webs.com. See, I'll get it wrong every time. I really will. You need to give me a good size 7 sometimes, and I'll take note. Okay.
I'm reading a fantastic book at the moment called The Potential of Mediumship by Glyn Edwards, and I highly recommend it for anybody who's trying to develop. I really think it's a special book.
Okay, perfect. So, thebookangel.webs.com. That's right, isn't it?
dotwebs.com.
Well, see, I got it right. Dotwebs.com.
Yeah.
We get there. We've only got an hour left and we'll get there. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Diana there with me. Hi, Diana. Are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Diana.
Thank you for taking my call. I called in like 14 minutes till, and then I got dropped when you came on.
Well, you know, I notice these things, and when you get dropped, then and you come back in, I notice these things. So, Dominique, you haven't gone lost. I know exactly where you are there.
Thank you. I was referred by Reverend Jay. I don't know if you know him. I've talked to other psychics here, but I think that he thinks I need somebody more like you. I'm a light worker who's been on the road, a mystical traveler. I've been on the road for a long time, and I do work with spirit. Okay. It's getting really cold out here.
Okay.
I'm in Sacramento, and I just want to know, is there anybody I'm supposed to meet here? Because I really think I am that's gonna help my spiritual journey take off faster, where I can do my healing practice and things.
Okay. And then we do ask of you not to give us too much information, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, because... my forte, and Beverly's forte, is to link to the spirit world. And if we do that for you, then we can give you the information. So is that okay if we do that, Diane?
Yeah, maybe my grandma, my father's mother, or an angel or a guide.
Okay. Remember now about that, not too much information? Okay?
Yeah.
Don't tell us anything. Let us make a communication, and we'll see where we're going, okay?
And
you see that the recommended you to come here?
Reverend J. Ellis.
Oh, well, bless. Okay, well, I don't know Reverend J. Ellis, but I'm sure that if he's heard the show, that that we are quite honoured you in Mike's Spirit FM to even have people recommending. So, when you speak to Reverend J. Ellis, make sure that you say that Mike said thanks. Okay, but let me make a connection here with you, Diane, and we'll see where we're going, because I know as I'm building this communication up here, I know that I've got someone that wants to link you. It's a gentleman that wants to come first there with you, and I know that this gentleman would. Okay, he's going a bit fast for me now. Let me slow him down. Okay, I know that makes a connection here with us. I know that he links to your dad's side of your family. I know that he was quite a slight gentleman in the build of his body before he passes on to the spirit world. I do believe I want to say to you, it's coughing. I want to start coughing with the gentleman.
Yes, that must be Uncle Harry.
I was thinking that was clairaudiences coming in then, but I'm sure that was the fire engine, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, thank God for that. That's okay. Excuse me. See, I know that this gentleman is quite slight. He makes a way of coughing is the way that he was before he passed on to the spirit world. He makes me aware that, he was a nice age. What he feels is a nice age to pass on to the spirit world. He says to me, I didn't want to go on too much longer because I didn't want all these aches and pains. I didn't want to be ill. I just wanted to enjoy my life. I just wanted to get on with my life. But I didn't want the aches and pains that came with it. Now, he makes me aware that when he passed, he makes me aware that he's in his early 60s. And if I'm honest with you, I want to say 62, maybe 63 of when he passed on to the spirit world. I know that I'm looking at his face, and he's quite slight of his face. He does have a bit of stubble around his face. I mean, I don't think he was cleanly shaven all of the time, but he certainly likes his stubble around his face.
Well, that could be my father then, because he was 62.
There we are, perfect. Okay, and your father would have coughed a lot, is that right?
Yeah, congestive heart failure.
Perfect, because I want to start coughing here with him. I know that he was quite particular about the way that he'd done things in his life. I know that he was quite particular of the things that he would like to wear. I would only like to dress a certain way. He makes you aware that he's quite casually dressed as he makes his connection here. Does that fit with your father there?
Yes.
Okay, well, I know I've got your father here, Diane, that makes a connection. And as your father builds this communication up here with me, I know that he says to me he's been in your life quite a lot of late. He sees these difficult points that's within your life. He says to me that your work is now starting to escalate for the spirit world and for the way that you're doing things. Do you understand? It's getting stronger. It's building a bit stronger there with you. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes.
And would I be right in saying that you're feeling more energy, you're feeling more power? And what I mean by power is you're feeling more energetic as you're working. You're feeling it's becoming easier. Because, I've always said, and always will say, this is the most easiest thing I've ever done, is to connect to the spirit world, because it's a natural process. I know that's what I want to build up around you. See, he makes me aware I want to... Okay. See, I know I love it when they come close, but sometimes I hate it as well because they make me feel certain things. And, you know, I know it's like heartburn. I know it's like I want to physically be sick with this gentleman, okay, with your dad. Do you understand that there would have been this heartburn that would have made him physically sick before he passes there?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because I know he just... he makes
yeah,
me...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it's not nice when you're working to feel that. But, you know, sometimes we have to just go with it and see where he comes. See, because he wants me to be physically sick here. That's fine. He talks to me here about his passing, about his last moments, okay? And after the event, he says to me about after the event. Now, would I be right in saying to you, Diane, that you would have been either with your father just as he passed or just after he passed? Is that right? Because he talks to me about you being there.
Well, he came to visit me in spirit. No, I didn't even live in the same state.
Okay, he came
but he came to say goodbye to me. Yeah.
Okay, because that's what he talks about. He talks to me about of being there, and I know it's either just.
And I was there like 3 weeks before it happened. Yeah.
Perfect, because he makes a way of being there, and he wants me to say to you goodbye. Okay, he wants me to say goodbye. Now, so if your father visited you from the spirit world at that time, would you recognize that he would have given you something because he wants me to give you something at the moment?
I don't know.
He's got something.
Most people without giving me anything.
He wants me to give you a flower, okay, and he wants me to give you a rose, and it's a white rose. Would you understand why he would give me a white rose?
Well, I have been walking through rose gardens lately. I'm in Northern California.
Okay, well, he wants me to give you a white rose, okay, and I know that as he does do just that, that he wants me to say it's with love, okay, because I know that there was a lot of love, there was a lot of compassion, there's lots of emotion there tied with your dad, okay. Now, as he talks to me about your awareness and your spiritual growth there, he says to me that you just have to go with it for now, okay, go with it for now and learn of where it takes you, okay. I don't believe I want to put you somewhere different. I do believe I want to put you in an environment of where you feel more comfortable, because I know at the moment, even though that it's wonderful work that you do, you don't feel comfortable with doing it the way you're doing it. Do you understand that?
Well, of course. I'm living in my car. And most people don't know what light workers do.
Okay. Because he makes you aware of building a new dimension there for you, a new beginning, okay, because I want to say to you that the more that he builds this with you, okay, and know that you've already set your mind of way. So if it is that you're living in your car, have you not been thinking of like driving somewhere new and just setting up there? Because I know that I want to say to you, setting up in the new place, is that right?
I just got here. This is the new place.
Okay. See, that's perfect, isn't it? Because he says to me about driving in the car. Okay, he talks to me about setting up home there, okay, because I know that you will be able to do your work from this new place, you'll be able to do feeling comfortable in this new place. And would I be right in saying that it's not a place where you have chosen, it's a place of where you've been given to go, or where you've been directed to go, is that right?
Yes, very much.
See, doesn't that just prove to you that your dad's with us at the moment? And see, he tells me here that on the way, there was a problem with the car. Do you understand there was a problem with the car on the way?
Yes. Okay. I have more car angels than anyone, I hear.
Because he says to me... They're funny in the background. They're not funny because obviously they need to be somewhere, and bless them, you know, they must, you know, they're working very hard. But I know that I'm being told about there was a problem with the car on the way, and, you know... Would I be right in saying that there was someone that stopped to help you?
There was a young man who helped me get to where I need to get.
Yes, because he tells me about this. There was someone there that stopped to help you. And as they stopped to help you, it was like an answer from God himself, wasn't it? It was like answers to your prayers, because at the time it was like, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden, someone pulls up and offers a bit of help and a bit of support, okay? And I know I want to say to you, it's like God sent. And, you know, every time that you emanate a thought of someone from the spirit world or for someone to come and to help you, to guide you, there's always been a direction that's been put in your life. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely angel-directed.
Perfect. Now, I'm seeing the word New York. Do you understand why I would put New York in front of you?
No, I don't. Somebody said that once before. I've never been there. Don't know anybody there.
Okay. What's the connection with New York? Then, if you've never been there, you don't know no one there. What's the connection with New York?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Well, let me find out then, because I know I'm seeing the word New York being written in front of me here. Okay. And I'm going to go with it. Your dad makes a way of New York. So let's look in your dad's side of the family. Let's go back a generation to your granddad. Maybe. Yes. Okay. Your granddad. Now, would I be right in saying there's a large family with your granddad?
Not really, and they were all Midwestern people. Maybe he's talking about his mother, which I don't know much at all about, but they did go all the way to England.
There we are, bless them, okay. Because I know that I want to say this, like, as if the family split up from granddad's level there. And I believe there's a connection to New York. I know that the family is spread all out there, okay? And this is their way of just saying to you, you know, that there is other avenues that you can explore, okay? But I know of where you have landed now, and I'm going to put it that way that you landed. I know of where you're landed now, it's a more comfortable, it's a more happier place there for you. And I want to say to you, it's time that you start. I want to use the word showing off your abilities, okay, and stop holding it all into yourself and stop, it's not, what's the right word? Show everyone what you have. Do you understand that?
Well, I have been doing that. People usually mock me and turn away from me. You know, I'm kind of like Jesus, you know. And but I am looking forward to meeting an ancestor here, but I don't know. His sister.
Okay. Certainly a way to say to you that you will be meeting with someone that you're going to be able to show your abilities with, and I know it's going to be a perfect environment there for you, okay? And when that happens, please come back to Mike Spirit FM and let us know of how things develop there, Dan.
Okay, I'm very curious about New York, but yes, thank you for everything that you have said. You brought tears to my eyes, and my dad came through. I expected it to be his brother, my uncle. I was with him when he died a few years ago.
You know, sometimes it's always the ones that we don't expect, isn't it? You know, when your dad is so close to you. And, you know, see, as he just takes a step back, he just raises up a glass to me. Okay, I'm not saying he was a heavy drinker or anything. We raised up a glass, and he just says, "That's my girl." Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Bless him, okay? Know that he's with you, Diane, okay? I'd love to spend more time there, but I know that we have to push on. There's lots of callers in the queue. So I'm going to say, you know, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Mm-hmm. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, and let's go to Lisa. Hi, Lisa, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lisa. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Southern California.
From Southern California. Okay, perfect. Right, I'm going to hand you over to Beverly. I know that she will do a perfect communication there with you. Beverly, it's all over to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good, thanks. How are you? How can I help you today?
Ever since I lost my mom, it's just getting worse and worse, and I've gotten a few signs, but nothing specific, you know, really big, and I just wonder if she's here, if she sees me, if she's...
Okay. Okay, I'm aware of a lady. I'm not sure whether it's your mother yet, but I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her, and you can see if this is your mother. What I'm getting with her is that she was quite particular about everything being in its place. Okay. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She's also showing me that she had her own way of doing everything. I feel like she had her own way, especially in the kitchen, and I feel as though she had her own way of, cleaning in particular. I don't think that she just comes through very strongly, as if that this is something that you would recognise her as being a characteristic. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. I also feel as though this would have extended to her clothes as well. I think she was quite particular about what she wore. not particularly ostentatious, but definitely she liked everything to match, and she liked everything just so. Okay.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I feel as though she's trying to tell me that you were a tremendous help to her, but sometimes she didn't let you help out. Do you understand that?
Pardon me, I didn't hear that.
Oh, sorry. I believe she's telling me that you were a tremendous help to her, but she didn't always let you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Especially towards the end, I feel as though there was something that you were trying to help her with, and I feel like she didn't lose her temper, but she was just telling you not to fuss, okay? But you know, now I feel as though she sees that that act of kindness with so much love. But at the time, I feel as though she didn't want anybody to fuss over her. She wanted to do it herself. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. And we were soulmates. I mean, best friends, everything. And I couldn't be with her at the end. Not that I was with her at the hospital. It was all so fast. And I couldn't watch her die. And guilt is just killing me.
Yeah, but you know, I feel, just talk to me a little bit more. Do you have her address book? Have you got a book with all her phone numbers in it? Did you go through her address book?
Yes.
Do you know, she was telling me that she was watching you. You went through her address book. She said that I feel as if she was stood right in front of you during this time. I think she also feels, not guilt, but like regrets, really, that she didn't reach out to you just at that time. But, you know, I feel like she's very happy where she is, okay? I just want to ask her for a little bit more so that you really understand that I'm connecting with her and that she's here and that she's okay as well. Have you done something to your hair? Have you changed your hair? Yes.
No, I haven't.
She's talking about your hair. Do you not understand why you've been to the hairdressers or you've had something done to your hair since she passed over?
No, I just haven't done anything. I haven't gotten it cut or anything.
Is your hair long? Quite long?
Yes.
Have you had it pinned up at all? She's telling me about that you've had your hair put up.
Not really.
Okay, well, can you just give you that? Because do you understand where there is something coming up and you're going to have your hair done? Because I feel like she's telling me that you're going to be pinning your hair up.
Okay. Well, I've been thinking of getting a haircut, definitely, recently, and that's been something that's new, but I've been thinking of getting it cut.
Right, you've been thinking about it, but you haven't had it done yet, okay. See, I feel like she's so close to you, she's so around you. I'm also getting food. I feel as though I want to smell food with her. And I don't feel as though this is baking. I feel like it's cooking, like I'm with savoury food here. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes, she's the best cook.
She's cooking. It smells so delicious. I feel as though when she's cooking, when I want to be around her, I can smell it, you know, from the outside, and that's wanting me to go in and see what she's cooking, basically.
Yeah, she loves to cook.
I don't see her with them. It's not so much cakes, but I've got her. I don't know if this is one of your favourite dishes, but it was something savoury, definitely. And it's bubbling as well, okay?
Yes.
She's talking to me about a dog as well. Now,
what?
I've been
spirit. Dog.
A dog with spirit.
A dog? A dog?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
A dog, yeah. Like,
oh, my God.
A dog.
That was going to be my next question.
It's maybe my accent, sorry.
That's fantastic.
okay, she's talking to me about this dog, and I feel as though the dog's in spirit with her. Do you understand that?
Oh, my God, yes. My Mickey. My Mickey died a year after her.
Okay. Well, you know, they're so happy together. I've got this dog, he's wagging his tail, okay?
Yes.
And I feel like she's spending, you know, she's spending time with the dog, and I feel like she's doing all the same things over in spirit, though, that she would have done here, cooking, and she's just, I feel as if she's very content, but I also, I'm just going to ask her for a message, okay?
Okay, I'd appreciate that.
She says to tell you that she wants you to really enjoy this Christmas. Okay. Sorry?
That's not going to be easy. I wasn't even planning on celebrating.
She just said, well, do you understand why she would say to you then, you know, try to enjoy this Christmas? I feel as though, you know, because she knows that you're not looking forward to it, you haven't got the plans, but I do feel as if she wants you to try and enjoy it. Would Christmas been a special time for her? I don't know why she's bringing Christmas in, but I just feel like she wants to say to you, enjoy it, you know?
She passed away 2 months after Christmas in 2008.
Okay.
That was always one of her favorite times.
Yeah, I feel like she wants you to enjoy it because, you know, she is going to be right there with you. And she's sending me, I feel like I'm hearing Christmas carols as well. So I feel as though she's really trying to create the ambience. And I've got Christmas carols in the background that I'm hearing being played. But, you know, the more of the old-fashioned type. I feel like I've got Louis Armstrong or something singing Christmas carols in the background. But I feel like she's giving me the traditional carols. And she wants you to eat. Have you not been eating as well as you should have been?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I lost like 18 pounds in the last 3 months. I'm so skinny.
She said that was always her thing, eat. She said, "You tell her she has to eat. And especially at Christmas, I feel as though, you know, I know it's so difficult, but in your mum's honour, would you just try and enjoy Christmas? Because I feel like that is the message that she wanted me to bring to you.
Yes, I'll do anything for her.
Do you know, she says to tell you that she loves you and that she'll never stop loving you. And when you do cross over to the other side, she's going to be right there waiting for you.
That was going to be my next question. It's like you're jumping ahead and everything.
Sorry.
No, it's fantastic, especially the little dog, my little Mickey. I mean, I have her dog. She left me her dog, and I have actually four Scotties. Yeah, four little Scotties, and they're all seniors, all 8 and 10 years old, and they're what's kept me going.
Do you know what I also get with her? There is a specific song, okay, that connects with the two of you. And I do believe that you will hear it playing on the radio in the next few days, okay? And it will be by accident. So I don't want you to go and find it. But I do know that she wants to give you a sign that she's around you. You need to look after yourself. That's really what she's giving me. Because it's like, you know, you're still here. And she wants to see you being happy. I do feel as if it breaks her heart to see you sad.
Yes, that's definitely her.
She leaves me by saying, you know, just before she goes, I feel as if she wants to tell me that you're getting a new coat. There's a new coat coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I feel like she's going to be there. She was quite particular about clothes, you know. And so just, you know, the whole thing, I feel as if she wants to give you some upliftment.
Some what?
She's telling you some upliftment. I feel as if she wants to uplift you. Do you know, but she's telling me that she just said to me, you can't beat a good winter coat. And I feel as if it's time for you to get a new winter coat. That's what she's saying.
Oh, Yeah, that would be her because she bought me my last one.
Yeah. She's such a lovely lady, you know. She's quite a gentle soul, and she was very brave before she passed over. She was very courageous. I feel that with her.
Yes, she's the most brave person I've ever met. I'm nothing like that.
No, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. I'm sure you're exactly like your mother. And she's here, as if she's here. Do you know, she just told me she wanted to blow you a goodnight kiss. It was a goodnight kiss.
Yeah, that's something we always did. We lived together all our lives, and it was always a kiss goodnight before bed.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, I live with my mum, so I really empathize with you.
Thank you so much.
She's here. I just want to say good luck and lots of love.
And I will be rejoined with her and the fur babies, the dogs.
Well, I think the goodnight kiss was for the dog, too.
The dogs are going to be there, too, on the other side, right?
Well, when you pass over, your dogs, when you pass over, your dog's going to be waiting for you as well?
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure dogs are there too.
They're both here together. I can see them, and they're having fun as well. And they, I mean, you know, you've got so much life to live yet. So you're not going yet, but when you do, they're going to be right there waiting for you, and you can join in the fun.
But I know that
this lady just really wants to see you enjoying yourself a little bit more, and she wants you to eat. So
that sounds exactly like her. That's exactly what she'd say.
Bless her. All right, then. Well, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and blessings to you, and you have a wonderful holiday. You're wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Okay, take care.
And thank you again, Beverly, for a wonderful reading. Lisa, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
How would I download it?
When the show is ended, go over to Mike Spirit FM, find today's show, and it'll say download this episode. Just press the button.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, Beverly, it never ceases to amaze me the amount of readings that we can give, the support that we're giving, and, you know, the wonderful thing of giving that communication from the spirit world to the people here. You know, you really touched that last caller, Lisa, and, you know, I know that the spirit world is always with her and always will be. And, you know, again, I say thank you for that.
It never stops to amaze me. I get choked up every single time I do a reading. I haven't mastered that bit yet.
It's difficult.
really touched me.
You know, I've been on 3 tours, Beverly, as you know. The one with you in Spain, with Sarah, Spiritual in America, and with Brichter over in Norway. And you know, you were on the show tonight with me live. I know we got Sarah Spiritual listening live from America. So a big shout out to Sarah. We'll be chatting.
Hi, Sarah.
And Brichter. Now you can get your mouth around that one. If you can try, you can be good if you can get it. But Brichter all the way out in Norway, again listening to us, and a big hi to Norway as well.
Hi, Norway.
No. You gotta try and say Brichter.
Brichter.
Not quite.
No. It sounds Welsh when you say it.
I learned for it to roll off the tongue like Brichter.
Brichter. No?
Okay, you keep trying and let me go.
Hello, Brichter. No, I'm sorry. I'm sounding Welsh now.
Well, it's not Welsh, it's Norwegian, but let's go.
Hello.
Let's go back to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have, is it Kitty here? Hi, Kitty, are you there with us?
Hi, my name's Katie.
Katie, I do apologize. Katie is, I need a pair of glasses, I think. Okay, Katie, can we ask you where you're calling from?
New Jersey.
From New Jersey, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I just called to see if anybody in the spirit world
Okay,
any
let me
messages.
Hold you there. Let me hold you there. Let me make a connection there, Katie, and see where we're going. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Perfect, because I know I've got a lady that's just come straight into the vibration here, and I know I need to work with her because she comes so close to me, because I know the first thing she does is wrap her arms around me as like a mother or grandmother would when they was here with us. I know that this lady wants to wrap her arms around me, so now I've got either your mum or your grandmum that makes a connection. And I know as I've got this lady, she makes me aware that she would have taken lots of medication, because I know that she wants to put medication in my hands here as we're speaking to you there. And she talks about there was lots of medication she had to take.
Yes.
I know she makes me aware that the latter part of her life, she says to me, it was okay. She enjoyed her life, but the latter part of her life she found very difficult. Because
yes.
I don't know. Okay, thank you. Because I know that she makes me aware my mind wasn't the best, and it's like as if I... and I don't want to say the way it's going to come out, but I do apologize. But I want to say it's like if I didn't recognize you one minute, then I knew who you was.
Yes.
So mine was, yes. I kept going there. And bless her heart, you know, she just reminds me of this, of her mind going in and out.
Yes, it was, yes.
Perfect. And she says to me there that, you know, that was difficult for her and difficult for you and the rest of the family to even adjust to that, because it's like, you know, we'd go and visit her, and we wouldn't know whether it was she knew us or whether she didn't know us. And she says to me, when I had my good days, oh boy, they were good days. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And see, as she makes a connection around you, she makes you aware that, you know, I'm not saying that your mind is going, but I would be right in saying to you that you're having your good days and your bad days at the moment, because I know that your life has kind of turned around there. Do you understand? Do you feel as if your life has turned a little bit upside down at the moment? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because she comes close here to me to say to me that she's aware of your life, because I know it's turned upside down there. And she says to me that, you know, one day it seems to be all fine, and the next day, it kind of hits you like a ton of bricks. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know that she talks to me here about of where this is in your life. And I know that I want to say to you, it's causing so much hurt. It's causing so much upset in your life. I know there's been lots of tears over this in your vibration at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and she tells me even today you've been drying up your tears. Do you understand you've been drying your tears even today? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, doesn't that prove to you of how close this lady is there with you? And this is your mum. Is that right? She's your mum?
Yes.
Bless her, because she says to me, just tell her I'm her mum, okay? And I know that as your mum comes so close to you, I know that's exactly what she would have done, is wrap her arms around you and just hold you so tight, okay? She wants me to, not that, obviously we're on radio, she wants to, like, as she wraps her arms around you, she wants to, like, kiss you up on the cheek. So you'd understand that's what your mum would have done. And she says, even in my bad days, I would give you a kiss up on your cheek. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I know that's what she wants me to say here to you, okay? And as she gives me a kiss up on your cheek there for you, she wants me to say that she's never, ever forgotten you, okay? In the spirit world, she'll always be around your vibration. She says, I'm there, call upon me, use my energy, because that's what she's there for, is to give you the support and the guidance from where she is at the moment, okay? She talks to me that you feel a little let down in your life at the moment. You feel a little bit left down, is that right?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, and she says to me, that is by the ones that are supposed to give you the most support. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Why does she tell me to go to your back? Do you have problems with your back at the minute there?
Not right now. I do get it, though, sometimes, yes.
Okay, perfect. See, because she says go to your back, and again, it's just your mum's way of recognizing to say to you that she's close around you. So again, doesn't it? See, your mum's whole thing is to prove to you that she's there. So I don't know whether there's a need for her to do that. You feel that you would like more evidence of life after death. But I do believe I want to just bring this close there to you and just say to you that she's there in your vibration. She's around your vibration, and she will always be there with you, okay, to support you and to guide you through this life. Now, why did she talk to me about your bulbs, your light bulbs? Would I be right in saying that they keep blowing all the time? Is that right?
Light bulbs?
Yes. Does your lighting keep going out or something?
The other day they were, I don't know if my granddaughter was playing on the cord, and I asked her, are you doing that? Why is the light going on and off? And I thought my granddaughter was stepping on the cord doing it on purpose.
God bless. Okay. Because see, just their way of saying to you, look, I was there with you. So if it was your granddaughter was playing with a cord, then that's fine. And, you know, but I know I'm aware of my light bulb. It's going on. It's going
off. Yeah, it was going on and off. Yes, it was. Okay, I don't know who was doing it, but it was on and off.
Okay. See, doesn't that prove to you again that your mum is here with you? You know, she's trying to just show you and embrace this love around you and just hold you so tight as your mum would have done. Now, why does your mum want me to raise my legs up? Would you understand that your mum would have had to do this towards the end of her life? She would like to keep her legs up, or she would have had to keep her legs up or something?
I think she had problems with her restless legs or something where her legs bothered her all the time.
Okay, because I know that your mum just wants me to raise my legs. Okay, so again, a lovely piece of information there from your mum to prove that she's there with you. Okay, now I know as well that she wants me to talk to you of a gentleman that comes into the vibration year. And I know that this gentleman makes me aware that when he passed, I know I'm feeling a numbness down the one side of my body. So I know it's like a stroke-like condition that this gentleman would have passed with. So I know he would have passed with a stroke. I know that he makes me aware he was in the hospital of when he passed, because he says to me, I made it to the hospital. I wasn't there long before I passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand of a gentleman like this? I believe he's within your dad's side. Let me go on with him, because I know that he links to, as I said, he links to your dad's side. I believe he links, no, he's not a young person, he links back, because he can be made aware to go to your granddad's side of the family, upon your dad's side. So let's go to dad, your granddad. I know that he links maybe with your granddad there somewhere.
My grandpa, all right, he's related to my uncle.
No, he's related to your grandfather, okay? So whether he is your grandfather or he's related to grandfather, I'm not sure. But I know as I go on, we'll find him, okay?
Maybe it's my grandfather. I don't know. He was elderly.
Yes, definitely, okay? He was he's a nice age or whatever a nice age is. I know that he makes a way of grandfather's level there, okay? Let me ask him about he would be, okay, 78. 78, son, he says to me, okay, and that's me. I'm 78, son, okay, and that's the way he would have been before he passed. So does that fit with your grandfather?
No, my grandfather was way older than 78. I don't, maybe my uncle, he was.
Okay.
He passed away not too long ago.
Okay, and was that
my father's grandfather's son.
Okay, see, that's what I'm looking for. I know that it would link to your grandfather, okay? Because I know that I have to go with what
probably my mother's brother.
Okay. So that would be your mother's brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did he pass with, like, a stroke-like condition? Because I know that
I don't know. He was in the hospital, and there was something that happened, and he passed away. I don't really know what happened to him. It could have been like a stroke.
Okay, but would you understand he wasn't in the hospital long until he passed?
Right, no, he wasn't there very long, no.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, my mistake for putting him in dad's side if he's in mum's side. But I know, see, they come to either the one side of me for mum's side or the other side for dad's side normally. But this gentleman has come in here and he wants to be remembered. See, he just wants to be recognized there too. And he wants you to know that he is in your vibration, okay? Now, I believe that he's come for the reason. And that reason is for he needs me to be, not me, he needs you to be tough, okay? And he says to me, if you toughen up a little bit, and stand up for yourself, things will become a little bit different, okay? Because I know that I need to bring, standing up, okay? You need to stand up for yourself. So would you understand there's a condition in your life where you feel people are, like, either having a go at you or people are...
Use me.
Okay, that's fine. Stand up for yourself, because I know that when he was with us, his strength would have always made us stand up. His strength would have always been pushing us forward, you'd always like to do the best he possibly can for us, because I know that's what he brings to my vibration here, okay? About standing up for yourself and be counted. And I know that he was a very powerful man in his ways of when he was here with us. His wordings are very powerful, because I know that the words he uses to me is very powerful, okay? And that's why I need to emanate around you, that power, that strength. It's there with you. It's up to you to take it forward. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Perfect, okay. Well, know that he's around you there, Katie, and I know that he just brings so much love, so much upliftment to your vibration. I want to say to you, as I said in the beginning, dry up those tears, okay, because your mum tells me that, it's just emotions and emotions that we can deal with. And, with your uncle, if we toughen up a bit, then those tears will stop. And I feel I want to be a bit more... say what's on your mind instead of holding all in. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do, but I don't get anywhere.
Okay. Well, I know if you use these two strengths in the spirit world, you will get somewhere. Stand up for yourself and be counted. Okay, does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know if that's my uncle or I really... my grandmother or my grandfather, I don't know if they can come through at all or they've ever... I don't know. This, it's a long time ago, so maybe I don't know how that works.
It doesn't matter how long ago it was that they passed. It can be 50, it could be 100 years ago, it could even go back even further than that. They come in order when they want to come in, as they want to come in. And whether you remember them or not, it doesn't matter. They can still come around your vibration. It doesn't matter if they passed today, or it doesn't matter if they passed, as I say, 100 years ago. They can come back whenever they feel the need to, okay, and whenever they feel that their vibration is closer there to them to fit what you need in your life. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now let me try and get a little bit more often, because I don't want you to I don't want to end the call and with you being a little unsure. I want you to be 100% sure that who I'm speaking to, that you recognize them, okay? Now, this uncle that passed away not so long ago, would I be right in saying to you that the relationship that you had with him was very much on and off? We obviously knew them, but we didn't visit them all the time, or they didn't visit us all the time. Maybe we were there for each other, maybe at a special occasion time, but it wasn't next door to each other kind of thing. Do you understand of that?
We see, each other on the holidays or special occasions or,
Exactly what I just said, okay. Because I know that's what he comes for. That's where he comes from. So I know it's your uncle that comes around your life. It's your uncle that wants to be the tougher guy and just say to you, come on, stand up for yourself and do what's right for yourself. Never mind what fits right with everyone else. Never mind what everyone else is doing. You have to do what's right for yourself.
Okay.
I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of your readings in the archives of Mike Spurrow. And I say thank you very much for calling there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to go over to another song. And this song is something I've chosen, Beverly, because, I think it fits the bill quite nicely, I think. some questions have been asked to me lately about, am I going to certain places? And I think this song really fits the bill. So let's press this and hope you'll all like it.
I'm already there. got back on the phone. Said I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. Touch you in my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. We may be a thousand miles apart, but I'll be with you wherever you are.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You know, Beverly, I just looked up and horrified to find out that we've only got literally 3 minutes left on air. Doesn't time fly when
you're having... I know. It does when you're having fun.
You know, I thought it was only like maybe just over halfway through the show, but, you know, we have 3 minutes left. So, Beverly, why don't you take this opportunity and give us all of your details, your Facebook, your Twitter, your websites.
Okay, well, just before I do that, I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me on, Mike. It's been an absolute pleasure, and you're just a little star.
Thank you very much. You know, the pleasure is all mine. You know, you are a little star as well. I must say, you know, the evidence that you're providing tonight is absolutely spot on.
Thank you. My website is www.beverlyannwithane.freeman.webs.com. The Book Angel is www.thebookangel.webs.com. I'm on Twitter, at Beverly Freeman. You can also find me on Facebook. I've got a page on Facebook, which is Beverly Ann Freeman. So yeah, so contact me if you if anybody out there needs anything, any help spiritually, or you know, is interested in books and wants recommendation. You know, I asked the angels for the name of the shop, the Book Angel, and they gave it to me. And I have got a bit of a talent at recommending books for people. So.
And don't forget, if you are in the Cheshire area, you can always come and visit you, Beverly, and sit in your development class, which I know that is developing really nice, isn't it?
It is. It's at 389A Washway Road, Altrincham, in Cheshire.
There we are. Perfect. Well, Beverly, all that remains for me to do is to say, once again, thank you very much. You've been absolutely amazing. And would you come on again?
Would, definitely. Anytime.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, from me, I suppose it's good night, good day.
Thank you. Yeah, good night. And thanks to everybody who called in.
Go on, Beverly, okay.
Just say, yeah, thank you to everybody that called in as well.
Okay.
You know, it's a pleasure for them, isn't it?
Definitely. Thank you, Beverly. Well, good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.